Unit 2. Page 36. Activity 1. Read the story and answer the questions in each section. Rafaela's Eating Adventures.
Last Friday's morning, Rafaela was in her bedroom. She opened the curtains and looked out the window. The landscape was amazing. She could see the blue sky and the sun shining like stars. Also, she could hear the birds singing, and she thought, "That sound is so relaxing. It makes me feel happy."
A. Which verbs in the text are related to the senses? B. Then what senses were in the text?
Then, Rafaela went downstairs. Her mom was in the kitchen. She was cooking some delicious eggs and preparing some fruit salad and juice, and a surprise for Rafaela. Rafaela entered the kitchen and said, "Hey, Mom." "Yes, sweetheart," answered her mom. "What are you cooking? I can smell pancakes and coffee," said Rafaela, and then grabbed an apple and got a big bite.
A. Can you say what the surprise for Rafaela was? B. Where is Rafaela's room?
"This apple tastes yummy," said Rafaela. "Oh, really? I am lucky that big bite was not on me," Mom exclaimed with a warm laugh. "Just kidding," Mom added.
A. Who played a joke on who? B. Did Mom say to Rafaela that she should stop playing in the kitchen? C. What does the phrase, "just kidding," mean?
And then Mom went on. "You are right. Look, lunch is ready. We will have some eggs and fruit salad with juice, and I am also making your favorite lunch have pancakes, and the coffee is ready now."
A. Can you say what the surprise for Rafaela was now? B. In what order do you think the family will have the lunch have Mom prepared? C. In this text, what does lunch have mean?
Rafaela got her favorite maple syrup and put it on the table so everyone could have some. Then she poured some on her finger and said, "This feels sticky but tastes so sweet."
A. Which verb tells about touching something to find out about it? B. Which verb tells about eating something to find out about its flavor? C. Do you think Rafaela doesn't like sharing?
Suddenly, Mom shouted, "Hurry up, Rafaela. It is 11:30 already. You have to take the 11:45 bus to arrive on time at the spelling contest. You got to be there at 1 p.m. Dad and I will see you at the school hall at 3 p.m. All right?" "Sure thing, Mom. Don't worry. I have finished lunch," It was all perfect. Raffaella said as she was leaving home.
A. Was Raffaella worried about arriving at school on time? B. Did Raffaella have to be at school at 3 p.m.? C. Did Raffaella know her mom will tell her about the time?